Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Charles Collins. Today is the last day of sessions for the 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, which met for 3 weeks of reflection on the Word of God and the life and mission of the Church. The bishops voted today on a series of 55 propositions they presented to the Holy Father to aid him in the drafting of his post-synodal exhortation. One of the Synod Fathers, Archbishop Douglas Young of Papua New Guinea, spoke with Philippa Hitchin about the work.
I was pleased with the way the propositions reflected the work of the last few weeks. They did seem to come out of a process of consultation, which covered the whole width and breadth of the Church throughout the world, East and West. It came out of the discussions that we had in small groups, out of the sharing on the floor from each one of the bishops who had the opportunity. I felt that they had come out of a wide and deep consultation process.
There was a strong emphasis, wasn't there, on the need for dialogue with other religions, dialogue within the different parts of the Church around this issue of the Word of God.
That shouldn't surprise us if we are talking about Word. Word is the communication of God with humanity. So it tends to follow almost immediately that you begin to think of communicating that same word to other people. And what we have come to learn more and more about communication is that it is a two-way process.
What are you going to be perhaps trying to take out of this to put into practice in your own country?
I think it starts with me. During this synod, it's been a kind of an in-service for me to come out of my very concentrated local situation with its own local problems, and now to listen to the variety of colors of the Church brightening up and shining lights. I feel personally convicted by the word in this experience that I have to really improve my own quality of listening and my own quality of sharing the word. I think it begins with me.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.